This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Javier Bella, date of birth December the 31st, 1966, case ID number is 6577594, date of exam October 12, 2023, duration of examination 45 minutes, medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from San Juan Family Clinic, dated 12/28/2022. Identifying information, this is a 56-year-old separated male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lumbar sacral back pain with herniated disc, comma, and loss of use of the left leg secondary to an injury. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was August 19, 2021, where he worked on a barge for 20 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, and his wife is not working at this time. He is receiving long-term disability with the insurance company where he was injured. Allegations number one, lumbar sacral back pain with herniated disc. Number two, loss of use of left leg secondary to the injury. History of allegations. Number one, lumbar sacral back pain with herniated disc times three. The claimant states in August, on August 19, 2021, he fell back on a large area on the barge and with cables in his hands and injured his lumbar sacral back area. He states he sustained a contusion in that area and because of that had herniated disc from L2 to L3, L3 to L4, and L4 to L5. He states the character of the pain was a stabbing pain and a burning pain at the same time, located in the lumbar sacral back area, which would radiate down to his left leg. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift 5 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses when he goes out, and his physician is Dr. Jose Nunez. His daily activities include doing light housework, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and walking for 20 minutes every day. He does not go to the grocery store, comma, sleep, comma, or watch TV during the day. His physician is Dr. Nunez, and he has not seen a chiropractor, but did receive 24 weeks of physical therapy for his back. He is presently on methylcarbamol, 500 milligrams TID, tramadol, hydrochloride, 50 milligrams TID, and indomethacin, 50 milligrams BID for his pain, which he states does give him some relief. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain with herniated disc times three and left-sided sciatica slash radiculopathy. Allegation number two, loss of use of the left leg secondary to injury. The claimant states that on that date, August the 19, 2021, because of the contusion in his lumbar sacral back area, he lost the use of his left leg. The claimant states that he has left leg weakness, and various tests have been performed, including x-rays and MRIs. He states he feels a numbness and weakness in the left leg. He has received 2 steroid injections in his lumbar spine to help him with his condition with minimal improvement. He denies any fractures or surgeries. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning every day. He states his leg has a tendency to give out on him. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb five steps, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. He states he cannot squat. The claimant is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. As noted earlier, he does have a cane that he uses when he goes out. And his family physician is Dr. Sinema. He states the only other physical activity is walking for 20 minutes every day. Family history: his father is dead at the age of 58. He died from complications of diabetes mellitus. He was on dialysis and also had cancer of the lungs. The mother died at the age of 76 from congestive heart failure and lung cancer. The sister has hypertension. Medications: duloxetine 30 milligrams QD, hydroxypamolate 25 milligrams BID, methylcarbamol 500 milligrams TID, Jardiance 10 milligrams QD, tramadol hydrochloride 50 milligrams TID, cilostazol 50 milligrams QD, Xarelto 2.5 milligrams BID, levothyroxine 50 micrograms QD, indomethacin 50 milligrams BID, Janumet 50 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams BID, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, Lipitor 10 milligrams QD, lisinopril 10 milligrams QD, and glipizide 5 milligrams QD. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus type 2, non-insulin dependent, vitamin D deficiency, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, gout, comma, lumbar sacral back pain with left-sided radiculopathy, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking; alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse; he denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder; substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse; communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 207 pounds, height 5 feet 7 and 3/4 inches, BP 139 over 82 mmHg, heart rate 93 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 31. General: this is a 56-year-old male who appears to be his stated age, is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to after the fourth sentence? The claimant had poor dentition and multiple teeth missing. Could you please drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. The claimant did have multiple tattoos. Cerebellar function: the claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a cane that he used all the time to walk around in. The claimant was able to walk around the room without the device, however, did not attempt to walk a room without the device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms of the left lumbar sacral back area radiating down his left leg with some tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There was normal range of motion. Motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position with 90 degrees bilaterally and in the supine position with 60 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, but especially for the left lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He does use a cane when he goes out, and he needs it for support secondary to left lower leg weakness. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was decreased to light touch, pinprick, and position sense, especially for the left lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms of the lumbar sacral back area and the lumbar sacral and the left lower extremity. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the left lower extremity, which was plus 4 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine. Dash, mild compression deformity involving the L1 vertebral body. There is 10% vertebral body height loss without retropulsion. Moderate lumbar spondylosis. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of a compression fracture of the L1 vertebra with moderate lumbar spondylosis. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Probable diagnoses, number one, lumbar sacral back pain with herniated disc. Confirm with medical records. The claimant has a fairly normal physical exam except for left leg radiculopathy and mild hemiparesis. Number two, loss of use of the left leg secondary to injury. The claimant has left leg hemiparesis, which is mild, and is able to function with the leg, which has not been treated with any kind of surgery at this time. He does have some mild radiculopathy symptoms and a mild positive straight leg raise of the left side. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Javier Vela.